Yeah.
I'm afraid it has. And you played it beautifully.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, it's my pleasure. But you know, you always know just exactly how to bring the best out of dear Ivor's music.
Yeah.
If I might just mention it, though, when we sing it for Maud, I should try to play on some of the black notes as well, dear.
What do you mean when we sing it for Maud?
As an extra special treat for her birthday. And she'll be here in a few minutes, you know.
I think we're doing quite enough for Maud's birthday, dear, considering we're taking her with us for a weekend on the Norfolk Broads. And if you feel that singing is really necessary, I think happy birthday would be more than adequate.
Oh, well, if you think so, dear.
I do.
Oh, here she is now, Evadne. Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I think so, dear. Yes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Delinda.
No, it's your birthday. We're singing it for you.
Oh. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Maud.
Thank you, Dame Hilda.
Yes, happy birthday, Maud.
Thank you, Doctor.
And here's your present, Maud.
Oh, Dame Hilda, you shouldn't.
That's what I said, but it is.
Ooh, isn't that nice? A china dog.
Yes, well, to be precise, it isn't exactly China. It's very near, mind you. Hong Kong.
Well, what I meant was that it were made of china.
Yes, well, actually, Maud, it's plastic. That was my idea, you see. Unbreakable. Yes, and while we're on the subject, it's not a dog, Maud. It's a cat.
Well, they all look alike to me. Anyway, thank you both very much. I should put it on my sideboard between my bowl of wax flute and my Austrian beer barrel on a stand.
Well, actually, I was hoping you might put it next to your stuffed owl, you know. The owl and the pussycat. Very good, dear, very good.
Well, I'll go and wash up the breakfast things. I'll be as quick as I can.
It shouldn't take her long, because there aren't many dishes.
It's because of her we haven't got many dishes.
Now, did you find your ropes, old sandals, Evadne?
Yes, dear, here they are.
A bit ropey. But you know, old Mr. Edrich was most adamant that we should wear rope-soled sandals once we're aboard.
Well, I only hope the weekend isn't going to prove a disaster.
Well, how can it, Evadne? After all, I mean, we are not without experience of the foaming brine. We did have half an hour on Stacton Park Lake last Bank Holiday Monday.
Yes, and that was a disaster.
Well, it wasn't my fault. I mean, we weren't told that the boat was tied to the landing stage. I thought it was great fun.
You weren't rowing. And I'm a bit suspicious about this Mr. Edridge or whoever he is.
Well, he sounds a charming man on the telephone, dear.
I couldn't tell a word he was saying.
Well, of course, you never were any good at understanding dialect, were you? As I understood, every third word is... Anyway, Mrs. Pangborn Fletch recommended him, and that's good enough for me.
She's actually been on this boat, has she?
Well, not this particular one, no. One of the sister craft in the fleet.
Hilda, you make it sound as though we were taking part in the Spithead Review.
Now, you're just being silly. I'm sure Mr. Edrich won't let us down, you know. Apparently, dear, he's an old salt. He was in the Navy for 40 years, and to prove it, he's got a wooden leg.
Oh. Well, that has eased my mind. At least we shall be spared the hornpipe.
Ah, oh, Maud, have you finished in the kitchen?
Yes.
Everything put away?
Yes.
No accidents?
No.
Amazing.
Set one.
Here it comes.
You know the hot water tap?
Yes, I think so, dear. Isn't it the one next to the coal tap?
Same. Well, the top's in the cupboard.
What top, Maud?
Well, the tap top.
Yes, but what's it doing in the cupboard?
Well, I put it there when it come off. Seemed daft to take it to the Norfolk Broads with me.
Yes, true. Well, we'll have it fixed when we get back.
Mm. If we get back. Hilda, what time are we meeting Captain Bligh at?
Well, I said we'd try and be at the boatyard for 1:30.
Oh, I doubt if we'll make it.
Then you'll have to start the mutiny without us, won't you? Come along, Maud. Don't lag behind me.
It's all right for you, Hilda. You're only carrying that stupid birdcage.
I hope you're not objecting to Milton sharing our little weekend, dear.
Not in the least, dear, as long as he shares your cabin.
Oh, them steps have fair worn me out.
Yes, well, I think you'd have made quicker progress if you hadn't put your oilskins on.
These is Tom's motorbiking clothes. You must wrap up, he said.
I know what he means.
I think I'll ask that gentleman over there. Ahoy, now! Ahoy!
Hilda, do keep your voice down. It's most embarrassing.
There's nothing embarrassing about it, dear. I mean, round here, one can use nautical terms.
Yes, but not to a window cleaner.
How much longer before we find this Moby Dick fella?
Well, he must be here somewhere, Maud. This is certainly the right boatyard.
And could that be him over there, Hilda?
Is he jumping up and down on a dead man's chest?
Ooh, I don't like the look of him, Dame Hilda. He's got a beard.
What difference does that make?
Well, you know what they say about men that has beards.
No, dear, I don't.
Haven't you ever heard what they say about men that has beards?
No, Maud. But I'm fascinated to know.
Well, I'm not telling you. I couldn't lower myself to speak the words. All I'm saying is, watch him. If you knew what I knew, you'd think twice about having dealings with men that has beards.
You know, Hilda, King George V has suddenly gone down in my estimation. Oh, I think he's seen us there. He's coming over. Now, Maud, try not to look at his wooden leg.
I don't like him, Dame Hilda. I don't like him at all. I've heard about these white slavers.
Ahoy there, skipper!
Oh, more nice. The skipper in Deptford, from up fairway in the covering over yonder.
Yes, we are early.
What's he saying, Hilda?
Ah, you see, your knowledge of French doesn't mean a thing out of it.
You got a net, bro. We're born right on the steep side.
Yes. Well, of course, you could be right there, Mr. Edrich.
Hilda, what is he saying?
Oh, technical dragon, dear. Just about the best.
He's looking at me a bit funny, Dan. I don't like that glint in his eye, and his beard's twitching.
Horses are round and broad.
Yes, her name's Maud.
Oh, she knows some body weight to carry a right handful.
I'm locking my cabin door tonight, Dana. I haven't brought me a pin.
Over and fallen back, and see all are tied up by the cradle which meets.
Yes, well, come along, Evadne, do as he says. After you, Maud.
Not likely.
Oh, come on, now, we're going to lose him. Hurry up.
He sets a cracking pace for somebody on one cylinder. Yes, I see, Mr. Edwards. Now, let's go over all your instructions once again, just to make sure we understand.
Oh, I have your idea.
Now, this is the boat. This is the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And then I'm afraid I lost you.
2.5 hours to find out that's a steering wheel.
Now, don't exaggerate it, Adley. Now, look, Mr. Edrich, why don't you take us for a ride?
I think he's done that already.
Take us for a ride, and we'll watch how you do it.
Oh, well, then, cars are boreal, and happy or you're for with Bard.
Well, whatever you say, Mr. Edwards. Maud, you can't stand at the landing stage all weekend. Do get on the boat.
I'm not coming on there till he gets off.
Maud, get on at once.
All right. But if he starts any hanky-panky...
Oh, sir, he's double built a foursome on her hanky-panky.
Oh, there you are, Maud. You can't say fairer than that. Now, come on, dear. Give me your hand. There we are. Right, ready when you are, Mr. Edwards.
Hang on a minute.
What is it now?
I feel seasick.
Now, look, Maud, go downstairs, dear, and lie down.
All right, but keep him up here.
Now, don't worry. We'll give you a shout at 8 bells. Right, Miss Redditch. Belay the spinnaker and the vast gymnasium.
New apparat, dear bunny button.
Yes. Now, the red button starts at your bed.
New bunny button, rounder on a swivel car.
Oh, Hilda, we're moving. Yes, well, it's when he pushes that lead here.
Go round the goal. Ever I pull in that gun.
Yes. You know, there's nothing to any man. It's just like steering a car.
Well, I can't now pour in a trombone ribbon. And aha, pull over, it came of it.
Now, which side of the road do we drive on, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, there he comes the other way. Don't worry, it's on the right of midstream. We're starboard and forward.
Yes. On the footpath, I think. And here we are. Back full circle. Well, thank you, Mr. Edwards. And we'll see you tomorrow afternoon back here. Or a week on Friday in the south of France.
Well, it's all right.
You know, Hilda, I think I actually understood that. Goodbye, Mr. Edwards, and many thanks.
All right, really, I don't
want that. Oh, dear. Now, before we set off, let's see if Maud has recovered. Now, watch the skiff, dear. That's it. Are you there, Maud? 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 Where has she got to?
I'm under your dime, Hilda. Under the shelf.
That happens to be a bunk, and you're supposed to lie on it.
Has he gone, then? He's not lurking, is he?
Lurking?
Yes, he looks like a lurker to me.
Don't be ridiculous, Maud. Come on, let's unpack the suitcases.
Oh, I put the cases in that cupboard.
Which cupboard, dear?
Oh, this one, yeah.
Yes, well, actually, Maud, that's your bedroom, you know. What they call a cabin.
It's small, isn't it?
Well, I think compact is more the word. And after all, you only need somewhere to sleep.
I can't sleep on that bed. That's pointed.
Well, of course it's pointed, Maud. It's at the pointed end of the boat.
But I'm not pointed.
It could be arranged. Now, look, Maud, if you can't manage, stick one of your legs out of the porthole.
Not with him prowling about. He might have a telescope.
Look, Maud, by now he's probably sitting in the local pub.
Carving I love Maud on his wooden leg. He could have stowed away.
Oh, now, you're just being silly, dear. Isn't Auntie Maud being silly, Milton? Yes, she is. And you found your sea legs, haven't you, darling? Here, now, come on, then, come on now. Piece of the right, piece of the right. Really, Hilda, I despair. Can we forget about Treasure Island and set off somewhere?
Well, of course we can.
Now, come along, Maud, all hands on deck, and heave home the hotters.
Oh, my goodness. Hilda Hornblower strikes again.
This is certainly the life event, eh?
Yes, I must admit, I'm quite enjoying it, really.
What's Maud doing up at the sharp end?
See, the sunbathing there.
In her oilskin?
Yes.
Rather reminiscent of one of these old
figureheads, isn't she? I mean, you know, give her a shield and she'd look just like Britannia.
Yes, give her a top hat and she'd look like John Bull. Are you enjoying yourself up there, Maud?
I just written a postcard to Tom.
Where on earth is she going to post a card? She's probably going to put it in a bottle, dear, and drop it over the side.
Gay Milga.
Steady, Maud, walk on all fours, dear.
That's it.
I think I'll go downstairs and have a lie down.
You're feeling sick again, Maud, are you?
No, but I think I've overdone me sunbathing. It burnt me nose.
Well, I did tell you to keep your sou'wester on.
Yes, well, I'll go down and put some cream on it.
I'm glad she's moved from the front, dear. You know, she was running the risk of being harpooned.
I say, Daphne, do you think we might be a bit adventurous?
I don't see why not. What did you have in mind, dear? Shooting the rapids?
No, but you see about 100 yards ahead, look. See?
Just about, yes. Dear, yes.
Well, just before that windmill, there's a fork in the river, a small cut going to the left.
Oh, yes.
Well, I think we should go down it, you know. Get away from the main stream.
Yes, splendid idea, Hilda. Why not? Yes, must be somewhere, I suppose.
Right. Well, now, are you going to signal, or shall I?
What do you mean, signal?
Well, the highway code. A circular motion with the right hand. I am turning to my left.
Oh, I see. Good idea, Hilda. Very well, you do it, Dan. Look out for zebra crossing.
I'm glad we took that turning, Evadne. You know, this is much more peaceful. We haven't seen another boat since we turned off.
I know. You don't think it's a one-way street, do you?
This is perfect. It's much, much quieter.
Yes, dear. Much narrower, too, dear.
Oh, that's no problem to a skilled helmsman.
Oh, no. No, I mean, it's getting even more narrow, isn't it? Look.
Well, that's perspective, dear. Really, look, 200 yards away, it almost appears to come to an end. Evadne.
Yes, dear?
It does come to an end.
Well, Hilda, what are we going to do?
Well, there's only one thing we can do, dear. A three-point turn.
There isn't room to turn round, Hilda. Oh, Hilda, we're in terrible trouble.
Calm down, dear.
How can I calm down? We're going to be marooned like Robinson Crusoe, hopelessly stranded.
Evadne, will you calm down? And look at it cold and rationally.
Yes, I'll try.
Good. We're stranded.
Well, we'll do something. We'll put the brake on.
There isn't a brake. You simply stop the engine. That stupid man never told us how to stop the engine.
Well, do something. We're going to run out of water in a minute.
Here we are. This will be the stopper.
No, something. Got to twiddle something. Give it a click. Anything at all. Come along.
We've got to stop.
Yes, well, I
know we have, but I can't remember. We've stopped. You can get up now,
Evadne.
What is it, Maud?
You won't believe this. All the crockery's broke, and I never touched it.
Now, come on, you've established it's animal with animal connections, and you've had 15.
Hilda Brackett, it is 2 o'clock in the morning, we are marooned in the middle of Norfolk, and all you want to do is play 20 questions. I am cold. Aren't you cold?
No, 16.
Can you eat it?
You've asked that 6 times, Maud.
Well, I'm hungry.
How many words are on the card?
4. 17.
Has it any connection with Stepton Trestle?
Yes, 18.
No. Have I seen this object lately?
Yes, 19.
Oh, I'm getting warm, aren't I?
Yes, 20. It's Mr. Smollett's sister's cat.
I was just going to say that.
You were not. You were miles away.
Should I go up on deck and wave the lantern again, Dame Hilda?
Oh, I don't think so, Maud.
But it might attract something.
Yes, but the only thing it attracted last time was about 40,000 moths.
Hilda, what was that?
What was what, dear?
I heard a noise.
Nonsense, dear. You're imagining things.
I heard it as well, Dame Hilda. They come to get us.
Who have, dear?
Them. Well, it's probably a seagull landed on the deck.
Don't tell me that's a seagull.
No, unless the seagulls round here have wooden legs. Please, come for me. Maud, control yourself. Where are you going, Maud?
Maud, you'll never get through that porthole.
I don't want to finish up in one of those arenes. Now, how on earth did you find us?
Oh, I want to see a parson awkward lamp, though.
A lamp? Yeah, oh, yes, I see. You saw the lantern.
Ah, here I am. From our bedroom.
Oh, well, yes, from your bedroom.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep it away from me!
Just a minute. You saw a lantern from your bedroom.
What?
So, ergo, you live near here.
Ooh. Ah, it's poor Gumber Meadow. Of course, he's on a field.
Oh, you live across the field?
Ah. You come here back there. Say a night abroad, am I?
I think he wants us to go back with him to stay the night at his house.
Not likely.
Maud, it's quite safe, dear. He has a wife. They all say that.
Well, that's splendid, Mr. Redditch, but how are we going to get across all that mud?
Oh, I tell you. Boys are coming, morning calm, and a graph weedy piggyback and all.
Oh, a piggyback.
Piggyback.
Yes, oh, a splendid idea. Well, off to you, Maud.
No!
Come on, you can't have it.
Oh, you know.
It was very kind of Mr. Reddy to put us up for that night, wasn't it, dear? But still, I must say, it's very nice to be back home inside our own four walls again.
Yes, but I mean, it wasn't a complete disaster, was it, dear?
No, at least we didn't get scurvy or yellow jack, dear.
And Mr. Edrich turned out to be such an agreeable man.
Yes, well, I must say, you did seem to see a lot more of him than I did. You were very late coming up to bed. What were you up to?
Just extending our musical repertoire, dear. You know, for a master mariner whose life has been a saltwater odyssey, Humpherson has an instinctive grasp of the musical fundamentals.
Yes, I noticed he had strong hands.
He taught me this very old smuggler's song.
Oh, really?
Yes, now let me think. Yes, and wait a minute, it was... I've got it. Ooh, ah, fa-la, diddy-daddy, puttle-gurning, sedder-mazing, hopping-sopping, garmy-garnet, ooh, ah, fa-la. Yes, I can't remember the verses, but that was the title, I think.
Safe the of your nation.
Here is an end at last to all privation. You've had your pay, spent all you can afford,
and welcome a little
buttercup on board.
Ahoy!
Excellent.